The bill introduced by Madison Assembly Democrat Mark Pocan and Wanakee Democratic Senator John Erpenbach would let doctors prescribe marijuana if they think it's medically necessary. Medically necessary conditions could include cancer, glaucoma, AIDS, Crohn's disease, or post-traumatic stress disorder. At a state capitol news conference, Erpenbach said once someone gets a prescription, they'd go on a registry maintained by the state.
And what happens from that point on is basically you can use marijuana for medical purposes and medical purposes only. You can't drive, you can't operate heavy machinery, you can't drive a bus, you can't smoke in schools, you can't smoke in public.
Someone who's registered could either grow their own marijuana or buy it from a state-licensed nonprofit corporation. Two recent developments shed new light on this old issue. The Obama administration decided last month not to prosecute users and suppliers of medical marijuana in the 14 states where it's been legalized. And Governor Jim Doyle told Wisconsin Public Radio that he would sign a medical marijuana bill as long as it requires a doctor's prescription. Jackie Rickert of Mondovi, Wisconsin is optimistic. Rickert suffers from a connective tissue disorder and reflex dystrophy and is a longtime medical marijuana advocate.
I've seen so much different change this time around that people seem to have hope.
Fellow advocate Gary Stork of Madison says this could be the year.
The days when a legislator could voice their opinion against medical marijuana and not have to substantiate it to the people who believe otherwise are past.
The plan will get a public hearing before both an Assembly and Senate panel next month. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.